Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio, and this is the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have with us in studio today our guest speaker, Brother Al-Musawi. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing.
It's always a pleasure being here.
Thank you so much for being with us. Well, brother, we have been talking about the signs that parents could look for and indicate, or that could indicate that child is going through some problem, some issue. In the previous episodes, you said some of the signs, and there were some of the questions we had from the audiences, which are quite related to our topic. One of the questions I would read out here for you was that a mother is saying that she has a baby, who is 2-year-old, and whenever he needs something, since he cannot talk, and if he does not get something of his desire, what he does simply is to get into the sujood and, you know, hit his head. So how can this mother help the child? That's also, I guess, one of the attention-seeking behaviors.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If a child results to using violence to attract attention, then there is a big problem.
Oh.
So we see this happens a lot with children when they don't get their own needs and demands.
Yeah.
They result to harming themselves. So either they hit themselves like with their own hands.
Yeah.
Sometimes they hit themselves with things around them. Sometimes they hit themselves against the wall.
Yeah.
And I've seen this many times where children act in this very vicious nature, just to express their anger and express their need for things.
Yeah.
So that indicates a big, big problem with that child.
All right.
If I may say, I mean, obviously this is not always the case, but
yeah,
most of the time the case in this issue is caused by the parents themselves rather than the child himself. So the child is living in a very tension environment.
Okay.
Especially with the parents themselves, that he has adopted this kind of method. See, children themselves, when they are born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them pure and clean. They have
yeah.
nothing. So they adopt these things as they go. So
the
parents sometimes, for example, one argument between two parents is enough to trigger a lot of trauma in a child's mind.
Oh my God.
That he becomes abusive. So for example, I'm just like one of the case that I know of. For example, the father pushed the mother, right?
Okay.
Right? He pushed her, I don't know, against the wall or against something. Now, that seems to both of them, at least, it's just an isolated incident.
Yeah.
Maybe it just happened once in maybe, I don't know, all their lives, or maybe, you know, for a couple of years, nothing has happened. But when the child observed this kind of behavior, we need to understand that there are certain triggers that triggers an emotional state inside the child immediately.
Yeah.
So, for example, the minute he sees his mother being hurt, it automatically and immediately triggers a trauma in him. that it might not show at the beginning, but it will show along the lines. So these children who saw this, their mother, they became very aggressive themselves.
Yeah.
That, for example, if you tell them don't do this, they will never listen to you. If you're trying to pressure them, they will go crazier, more wild. They will do more self-harm.
Yeah.
So like I said, in this case, it's not as the answer to solve the problem is not to find medication to put the child to sleep or to numb his problem, but to see what caused the problem.
What could cause the problem?
That needs to be fixed first.
Yeah. I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the signs that could indicate us that a child is going through something wrong. Yes, brother, you were talking about the violent behavior. Sometimes kids show up.
Exactly. So when we do realize that, like I said, this is a problem itself, now we need to realize what caused that problem to begin with. So you need to eradicate the problem from the roots rather than trying to treat the branches.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be doing much work there. So some parents resort to trying to constantly make the children happy in order for them not to do what they do. Some parents, for example, resort to letting the child has more power over them than them having power over him or her, which is a problem. So the parents obviously need, like I said, they need to go back, see what the problem is,
analyze things.
And analyze, and then they need to change that behavior.
Yeah.
And with change is always hard,
because
you're trying to do two things. You're trying to eradicate a current problem and replace it with something else. So it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of time and patience in order for them to fix. But nevertheless, if this is happening, like I said, this the especially with children, the treatments are always difficult.
Yes.
Because it requires plenty of time. See, me and you, sometimes we can get into an argument, but after half an hour of talking, we can resolve the issue. A child does not have that capacity where a person sits with him and talks to him logically. It requires like an effort from the parents to change this problem throughout time. So it could take a month, sometimes could take more than that, sometimes it could even take years for a child to get over a bad behavior that he's in that was caused by either due to the parents or due to himself, for example, to problems that he's going through himself. So nevertheless, as parents, like I said, if they see the child becoming that aggressive and, for example, hitting himself and harming himself, then they definitely need to resort and find a solution. And sometimes if the parents find themselves unfit and unable to solve the issue, they need to go seek professional help. So they either speak to a counselor, they speak to a child counselor, for example,
a psychologist,
a therapist, whatever might whatever they need, they need to seek that help. Because if they let this happen, this child is not going to grow healthy.
Yeah,
because this will just go with him and will grow even further and further.
Yeah.
Even though most of his life will be all right, but then there'll be something that he would use against his wife or when he grows older, maybe.
All right.
He might use it against his children once he grows older or against people. And you see that most of the times that these crimes that happen in society is because of these issues.
Because of these small issues.
They never get solved. They stay and they just grow.
They just grow and yeah. they come up in the society, this or that, in a violent way.
Exactly.
I'll be talking to you after a very short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the signs that indicate that child has some issues. So, brother, you said if a child is being violent, abusive, or like he's hitting himself with the walls, with the floor, or with any other thing, he's being violent, there's something that needs to be looked. The parents need to seriously seek help through counselors, through experts, through psychologists, and all. And if they do not, the child is going to show up in that in future, or even maybe in the society.
Yes. So, as we were saying, that when we have these issues with our children, like I said, be it that case that you mentioned, or be it any other problem that they're facing, that we as parents, sometimes we don't pay attention to the fact that we are responsible, like Islamically responsible, for our children's behavior, be it the good or be it the bad. If a child is going through having a bad behavior, that if I and you as parents don't see the importance in trying to fix it and help that child, we will be held accountable or responsible in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Definitely.
So, yeah, so sometimes as parents, we let things go. We're like, oh, no, it's okay. You know, yeah.
He's a child.
He'll come down. He'll get over it. No, he won't.
Yeah,
it's not that easy. This might work with a grown-up, with an adult when he faces a problem, but not with a child, because a child, he's at the age of building himself.
Yeah.
So if he starts to build himself on wrong behavior, it becomes like a very solid tree that's going to be very hard to take off.
Yeah.
To unroot from the ground. So trying to rebuild that child all over again, as he grows older, is not going to work. So I know a lot of kids who grew up with bad habits and they had bad behavior, and the parents have just either did not know how to deal with it, and they just left it, or they just ignored it totally to begin with. They just never cared. And as his children grew, when they became in their teen years, that's it. They went their own way.
Yeah.
And then the parents were very hopeless, like, oh, what did I do? And they come, when they're 15, 16, they come to you and they say, okay, how can I fix my child?
Yeah.
It's too late. You know what I mean? If someone comes to me at the age of 16 and says to me, my child is 16 years old and he's having 1, 2, 3 issues, I'm like, you are 16 years behind.
Yeah.
You're 16 years late.
Late.
Right?
Yeah.
Now you're coming. So sometimes we have to understand that as parents, is actually our responsibility, a God-given responsibility. In the same way that I have to pray, in the same way I have to fast, do this wajibah, the compulsory actions,
I have to take care
of my children. It's a responsibility. Allah says in the Quran,
"Qu
anfusakum wa ahlikum nara." Protect yourself and your families. It's a direct order. It's not an obligation, which we call mustahab, recommended.
Yeah.
You can do, you could not do.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, yeah, if it happens, khair. No, this is like an absolute compulsory action that we must do if we see our kids having bad behaviors.
All right, so the biggest thing we saw here that was the biggest of the problems is ignorance. If parents ignore, the problems could grow much more. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us. Please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also listen to our sessions again on our official website, that's parstoday.com. go to Call of Islam. Until another session, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.